Blog Talk Radio.
Put on the whole armor of God.
But a Christmas without a tree, a gift powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh Radio, Yahweh Ministry. I be your host by name. Your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. And we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 77. And so we're just going to throw it on the international side and see what's going on the international side. We already know that it's blocked from telling you the actual count, but we can tell you how many international countries in on part number 77. It tells you soundly all the slots is filled. So all the slots is filled, see, right here. And that's 195 international countries, and this ministry is a load. This ministry is a load on putting out good information. And those that got ear to hear, go in here and add on to it. All right, good enough. So we'll go find IL and we'll bring him in and let you know we'll bring this broadcast on another episode, part number 77. And then we'll see what we can get going on. But remember, this ministry is a load, and everything goes in the ministry on the other folks on what they're going to do. So it's up to you to see through it from the pages of the book. So you will meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. You know, Brother G, that was ears riding shotgun to hear Mr. Tibbs. So, all right, so, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yo, well, I can tell you one thing. The actual count is blocked by 195 international countries in. And Brother G. L. will say, I want to hear your commentary. And after that, I heard enough. So take your time and address this national audience and Brother G. L. with you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we thank all your members for attending a live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. And Brother G. Edwards, we appreciate you attending, not just for the commentary, but for the whole lesson. Let's see what you get out of it. Because I just got out of an elongated meeting with a lot of brothers and sisters that are actually confused about Yahweh's word. That's not a good thing. Because when you find out how many people are in darkness, you even have some people that we know that want to worship Yahweh in darkness. And that's not good. Let's see what was said about that. We look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Looking at verses 4 and 5. Let's see what that says. Verse number 4. But ye brothers or sisters are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. 5. Ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. You know, when Yahweh put these words out here, it's for a reason. And when he gives you a blessing, that's also for a reason. Just like when he gave Jacob a blessing. What did this blessing entail that he should have? He told him his name should no more be Jacob, but it was going to be Israel. And we look at what happened in the book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse number 10. 10 says, and Yahweh said unto him, take thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel shall become thy name. And he called his name Israel. That name has power even up until today. And we're told about that power on this ministry almost in each and every broadcast. And Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 5. 5 says, one shall say, I am Yahweh's. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall subscribe his name on his hand unto the Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel. We already know that that's out there for a reason. Just like this ministry is out here for a reason, to bring you this word as it should be spoken and as is written. This is why we say that there is a protocol to the Bible, how the word was came from the Father, given to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the elders, well, actually to the seers, and then to the elders. We don't want to get out of protocol ourselves. And then this word is passed unto you. So this is one of the reasons why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, learning how to connect the books about your health and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, however, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and we have an online class, once again, that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, right in the search line, in a tribe, yada.com. After click enter, just under big iron, you'll see some choices, and one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is none to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak up on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that is available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words to use it, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also are using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that spelling is T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions on the biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number. You can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. On another note, please do not contact the seer for any reason via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station Mr. Stockholder Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, to add to that, the Latter-day Saints. I can almost not even pronounce all this stuff. I'm so busy. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time for repeating will be after 10:30. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any day that you would like to listen. Now, one exciting note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during that time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find out if our Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember one thing. When the scriptures are given to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so that the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on a national broadcast with thousands of people listening to the word of Yahuwah. So we want to take care of that, remembering that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenant of churches of the saints." So we keep these scriptures in mind, and we do this because we're not trying to win the bump the gums contest. When you do that, you miss all of the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. We're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Because we notice that some people can read, they can't even repeat the scripture what they had just read. That's because they'd be so quick to speak before they even completely heard the answer. And it reminds us of that in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8. Let's see what that says. 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Because we can back that up with Proverbs, if you don't have Sirach. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, it says, "He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." So today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come to hear Yahuwah's word. And you know, I always say that's a good thing, because those that come to commend it, only following by others casting the same words we listen behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible or reading from some other book, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers in the background, and wanting to be deceptive listeners. Well, they're clearly forgotten. Time is not in our favor. But we don't have to worry, because the best is yet to come. Remembering that we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Anyone ever tells you they've done more? They just lied. Now they're doing the work of another? Past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's what you call impossible. We even got a reminder on that from Yahuwah the Son. What he said about the impossible. Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we can find out what our continued possibilities would be with the word of Yahuwah, with the seer, and all our readers that bring this word unto you. Keep your Bibles open, as I'm going to do. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale, that's excellent on your part. That's right, keep your Bibles open because you're suddenly hearing anything. And one thing about it, and like Dale was trying to tell you, we got to get in order because not only your alarm goes off, the whole world's alarm goes off when bosses of a Jewish life, and they are trying their best to catch the six anointed camps in something that they can be on, but the more we get in order, the more you will see this thing unfold. Yahuwah is going to intervene once we in order. But we have to be clear on record what is order. That's why the elder was saying, be quick to hear and slow to speak. And you don't always have to have a comeback on things you hear, because remember, we have not heard in a vacuum. We heard all over the world. So we have to make sure we clear that we kind of build something. I mean, we're going to build something, and it's already in the making, but we got to get in order, and Yahuwah going to intervene because he loves order. So once you understand that order, we're trying to lay, and that makes the world do not sit good because they know the ministry just in order. That means all our propaganda goes out the window. That's right. So keep that in your mind, see, right? So be quick to hear and don't get offended because something in the scriptures that you do not like. Because when the word coming out, we got to exalt the word because it's no accident that this is Yahuwah doing, so it's marvelous in our eyesight. So keep that in your mind when the scripture's coming out. Don't excite it. Just take it in, make a note of it, because this is the hand of Yahuwah on this ministry. And we can tell you more as it unfolds. All right, enough said on that. We're going to see who's going to be on. Remember, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. Ain't one thing to do with organize, see, right? But you got to organize according to this Bible. Well, we keep telling you, you must organize according to this Bible. You got to. Remember what it says in 14:34, you got to subdue your own understanding and reform your mind. And once you're in order according to this Bible, then Almighty Yahuwah will show you the next move. You got it? Good. You might get a case in point in a minute, but let's be going to see who all on stage. Well, the box tail have been lit and the curtain have went up, so we're going to see who all on stage for the next episode. And Elder, you got to set that pal talk in order because, you know, I'm fumbling around and I ain't getting nowhere. So not that I was fumbling around. I just didn't get it. So,
Hallelujah.
Not that I'm bumming around or anything. We clear that we just not stepping out. We know exactly what's going on. And but once we get these six anointed camps to understand what's going on the pages of this book, look out. So we gonna see who's gonna be on stage for the next episode. We see the young lions ready to go. One of the young lions from the tribe of Yahuwah, Camp One Ministry, he's ready to go. And when you meet the young lion called Brother Micaiah Israel, a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh, I'll give you that, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you. Fear Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Young lion. The young lion. See, a young lion is going one day going to roar real loud. And we're going to probably, read that verse a little. And that's why we say you got to make sure you quick to hear them. Get yourself in position. Because when you hit on the clock, you got to be ready to go. No doubt about it. That's where it got to be. So now we're going to swing down and see if we can find out who all will be on stage for a nice episode. And we're going to run down see if we can find Mother E. And we're going to see Mother E, and she's ready to come on stage and get in that microphone and talk to the national audience also in grand style. So Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp One, with a loud voice, Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah too. Yahweh bless you there, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you still, Israel. I'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. That's excellent, Mother E. Sound like you're ready to go in grand style. That's a great thing. All right. We're out there around Detroit, Michigan. Let's see what's going on around. Let's see if Princess Leora Israel around Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Is she ready to get in that microphone and do the right thing? So we meet the princess out there around Detroit, Michigan, can come out of Camp 4 with a loud voice, you say. Leora, Sister Leora Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Seer Israel, of C. Roy. O-F. Make sure the O-F is in there. Of C. Roy. Got it? Good. All right, Brother Micaiah. You ought to put that on top of your paper. Make a note of it. And sometimes you got to refer to your notes until you get it down pat. And we got to send out one sound, one message every time. Brother Micaiah, young lion out of tribe of Yahweh Judah. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on there, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. That's right, Brother Micaiah. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will do that. It's a statement over in the book of Hosea. We made a statement in Hosea about the young lion. Let's see what he says about these young lions that we can read about this young lion. Let's get that one verse on the table about the young lion that we can read. Let's see what we can read in the book of Hosea about the young lion. How do a young lion supposed to make their move? Let's look at Hosea chapter 5, verse 11. And we're gonna read a little bit about this young lion for a minute to understand what we're trying to say. Hosea chapter 5, 11 down to 14. After we get that down pat, then we'll read verse 15. I want to comment on verse 14. Brother Micaiah, Hosea chapter 5, verse 11 down to 14. Then I'm gonna comment, then we're gonna read verse 15. Come on.
Okay. The book of Hosea. Chapter 5, verse 11 down to 14, where we hit 15. Verse 11 reads, Ephraim, the northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, but the children of Israel is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the Torah instructions.
Wait a minute.
Verse 12.
Wait a minute. Hold that point. I can't get away. You said the northern kingdom, they what? They
is oppressed.
And they what? What are they again?
Broken.
In what?
They are impressed and broken in judgment.
Oh, they broken in judgment. So you see that, see, Ray? So now you see what the northern kingdom got going. That's why we kind of tell you before you You got to understand something about the Northern Kingdom. They really, their mind is not right because their judgment have been broke. And see, they don't understand. They think they're really working on something, but not so. They really broke in judgment. I mean, they broke in, I mean, they got plenty of money now. But when it comes down to judgment, they broke it. Because what?
The book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 11, reads, Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
Verse 12. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes of all of the children of Israel, as a mark into the family of Yada, polluted word Judah, the southern kingdom, as rottenness. Verse 13.
Well, I want that point there, you can read it like it is. I dropped the dramatics on. Just give old C a little pop and read here. He'll drop the dramatics on it, and because we going somewhere with this point that we trying to make about the Northern Kingdom, because they broke in judgment. That means their judgment would never be straight. It's always gonna have a crack in their judgment. So when the Northern Kingdom speak even today, their judgment got a crack in it. They'll be looking right at the same verse, but they'll see something totally different in it. That means their judgment have been cracked. It's a breach on their judgment. So let's read like you said that, Brother Micaiah. We'll put the dramatics in it, and we'll move on down the line. Come on.
Okay. The book of Hosea, chapter 5, picking it back up at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a mark into the house of Yada, blew the word Judah as a writing. Verse 13. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Yada, blew the word Judah, saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareh, he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. Verse 14. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Yada, polluted word Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him.
Yeah. So Yahuwah's hand is in the northern kingdom. He said, I'm going to meet the northern kingdom like a young lion. That means I'm going to have a lot of energy to get on them. Because they willingly walked away from the Torah instructions. They willingly walked away from the lead tribe, Judah. Judah is the lead tribe. They let themselves get puffed up and walk away from the southern kingdom. And that been the rip to this day. He said, but from behind what they did, I'm going to meet them as a young lion. You're a young lion, got a lot of energy, plenty of energy. That's what he'll see, right? And what do you see him do in verse 15?
In the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, I will go and return to my place, to their knowledge, their offense, and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He said, I'm going to go to my place. He said, I'm going back and... Mother E, let's find where his place at real quick, Mother. And I'm Brother Micaiah, I'm going to do the rum in 28 minutes. But let's go hey, Mother E, let's find where his place at. Let's see if we find out. He said, I'm going to go back to my place. And in your affliction, you're going to seek me early. Now I got distracted with that. Now that I got away from me. So I'm going to let that alone. So I just got distracted with a whole bunch of memos came on right behind that one. So hold on that, Mother Eve. You just hold that to the side. But I just got distracted from what I just got through seeing. So I'm going to pass on that. So I'm going to meet them as a young lion. I'm going to have plenty of energy. So, but I got distracted on that, so I'm a pass on that. So let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's find out what will happen to these people. That we got to find out something along the way to find out something, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what's going on that we can read in Deuteronomy 28. Look at verse 15, 32 down to verse 37. Let's take a look and see what's going on that we can read. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, and skip down to 32 down to verse 37. Brother Micaiah, Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, chapter 28, verse 15, 32 down to 37. Verse 15 reads, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah your Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you." Verse 32. "Your sons and your daughters shall be given unto another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in your hand." Verse 33. "The fruit of your land and all your labor shall a nation which you know is not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always." Verse 34. "So that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see." Verse 35. "Yahuwah shall smite you in the knee and in the leg with a sore spot that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot unto the top of your head." Verse 36. "Yahuwah shall bring you and your king, which you shall set over you, into a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there shall you serve false Yahuwah, wood and stone, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, rather Yahuwah shall lead you."
Mm-hmm. So you say you will be a byword and a proverb among all nations. That means you look right at your little ones and you're going to tell them when they say, "Mom, Father, who am I?" You're going to tell them the same thing that you think, but it's going to be contrary to this Bible. This is what's going to happen to the children of Israel. They're going to be astonished about everything that goes on. They're going to always be astonished at everything. Foundation is going to be destroyed according to 11 verse 3. And he's not going to see this thing unfold itself. So, Mother E, what do we say is our Mother E in the 24th chapter? In the 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14, let's see what it says in Matthew's 24, 12 through 14. Let's see what it said that we can read. Matthew 24, 12 through 14, MLB.
Look at
Matthew 24. Yes, ma'am. 12 through 14. What can we read? And Detroit held me the 26th chapter of Matthew 6-13 waiting on me. Come on.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 to 14. Verse 12. Mm-hmm. "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax old." Verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14. "All this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught, and all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
Mm-hmm. He said, this covenant got to be taught to all the world to activate the end. So now you know it cannot be Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. That's already been taught. in every on all four corners of the globe. It ain't no end, nowhere in sight up under that. So that's not the teaching that got to get off in every nation upon the sun. One of the greatest mystery in teaching what got to get to every nation is the covenant of Yahweh taught by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. That is the message got to be in every nation upon the sun. Then that's going to activate the end. What it say out there at Camp O, around Detroit, Michigan? What it say there, Princess? What it say there, Princess? Princess Leora. All right. But you're saying that, WCC, we're going to mute her. Okay, well, your radio station, what can I say? Brother Micaiah, let's swing down to whatever we did say that the princess was getting ready to read. Okay, whatever princess was ready to read, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 6 down to 13, verse 6 reads, "And when Yahweh the Son was in Bethany, in the house of Simon, the leper," verse 7, "there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ornament, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat." Verse 8, "but when his followers saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste?" Verse 9, "for this ornament might have been sold for much and given to the poor." Verse 10, "when Yahweh the Son understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me." Verse 11, "for you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always." Verse 12, "for in that she hath poor, she did it for my burial." Verse 13, "verily I say unto you, wheresoever this covenant shall be taught in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her."
Read verse 14 again.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 13. Verse 13 reads.
Make it 14. Make it 14.
14 reads. "Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest."
Mm-hmm. Now back up to 13 again.
Verse 13. "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this covenant shall be taught in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her."
Now, what is he saying? He said, always remember, in a building of an organization, it's always going to be somebody there tell the matter. To hear what you're saying, and it's going to be somebody that they be able to reach to blow the whistle on you. You said, and so that if it was in the camp of Yahweh and he had 12, don't think it will not be closed by you. That's why you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. And that's the key. Well, let me see if I get old Hill to grab a book for a minute before we really get off into some Ezekiel 37 there, Brother Micaiah. Let me see if old Hill to kind of help me out for a minute. I won't throw a couple verses down on the table. Hell, Mr. Tibbs. Throw a couple verses down on the table there, Elder.
Jeremiah's birthday. The birth of Jeremiah. Hey, yo, it's a birth of Jeremiah. But if somebody want to take a look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, 5, and 8 through 10, something I want to see. It's kind of pointing toward what you're looking at. It's saying WCC, we going to meet the elder too. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, 5 and 8 through 10, because we own something, but we trying to get at it a different way with the hands they trying to deliver, but we still going to get the job done in thus says Yahweh. So now in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, 5, 8 through 10, well, see, you didn't knock you all in the room. Okay.
Look at Jeremiah. Yep. Look at Jeremiah,
one,
chapter 1,
verse 4, 5, 8 to 10.
And 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I know thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee as a seer unto this nation. Verse 8. Be not afraid of their face, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Yahweh. Verse 9. Then the Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my word in thy mouth. I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Mm-hmm. So Jeremiah was raised from the womb to not be apologizing for anything. His job is to root it out, throw it down, then rebuild this thing all back over again. So that charge has been passed down on the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. So we might say some things, might hurt a lot of the world's feelings, but anything we said, we're going to be able to read it and tell you that the way we thought it worked, it don't work like that. And we got to show you how it works before we can get Yahweh to intervene in how it works according to what we can read. Let's go to Amos chapter 3, verse 7 there, Mother E. We're going to Amos 3, verse number 7. And Brother Makai had me Baruch chapter 1, verse 17 waiting on me. We're going to take a look at a few things on the way up. I'll take a look at a few things. Let's see what it says in Amos 3, verse 7, what he says, see how he operates there, Mother. Come on.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So that's how he operates. So now understand something, how Yahweh operates. If he got anything to say to those that's on, he revealed his secrets. What kind of way again? Call that verse out again. Amos 3, verse number 7. Come on again, that mother.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
That's how he operates. So now we can read how he say he operates. He said the first one I'm going to get the message is his servants, the seer.
That's who will get the message about his program first. So otherwise, one thing about Yahuwah, he's not going to be loose all over the place. Now, he's telling you how he operates. Now, once you clear how he operates, then once he gets the seal right, then the seal has to anoint elders that he see fit to be able to do in whatever capacity that needs to be done. Now, we're going to Baruch chapter 1, verse 17, because we're going somewhere with this. Let's see what it says in Baruch, and we'll read a little bit, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Baruch chapter 1, verse 17. We'll read a little bit till we get our point. Come on.
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 1, verse 17. 17, read. For we have sinned before Yahuwah. 18. And disobeyed him, and have not hearkened unto the voice of Yahuwah, to walk in his Torah instructions that he gave us openly. Verse 19. Since the day that Yahuwah brought our father out of the land of Mezarim unto the present day, we have been disobedient unto Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, and we have been negligent in not hearing his voice. Verse 20. Wherefore the evil cleave unto us, and the curse which Yahuwah appointed by Moses his servant at the time that he brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mezarim, to give us a land that floweth with milk and honey, like as it is to see this day. Verse 21. Nevertheless, we have not hearkened unto the voice of Yahuwah, according to all the words of the seer, whom he sent unto us. Every
hold
man
on.
Follow.
Hold on again. Read verse 21 again. Listen good. See, we want you to hear the tenor of these words, because the Latter-day Saints saying that the representative now on earth is their president of the Latter-day Saints. He is the representative on earth as we speak today. So if any message that should be told to the known world, it will be told by him. Then he will get it to his 12 disciples, and then his 12 disciples will get it to the elders, and the elders will get it to the fathers, and the fathers will get it to the mothers, and the mothers will get it to the children. He said, that's how it works here. That's how it works today. So you talking about what happened yesterday, but we telling you how it works today. See, that's what they say today. That's how it works. But we're going to find out something about yesterday, for that point right there, a mother, what he says in 3 verse 6, of Malachi about yesterday. Let's see what the Almighty Yahuwah says about yesterday. Malachi 3 verse 6. What do you say about, what do you say there, Mother E, about yesterday? 3 verse 6. We want to find out what did he say about yesterday, because these memos and I got memos saying, see, you got to get this right, because that ministry right now is a load on the world, and your audience is ran all across the wall. So you're going to have to talk better than what you're talking. That was said to those fear, that you're going to talk better. The representative of the now world is the Latter-day Saints. You want to say that. And I said, well, I beg the difference. If the Bible support, I'm going to say what the Bible say. So if the Bible don't support that, I ain't going to support it. But if the Bible do support it, I'll be the first one to say it. You on point. But I'm not reading that right now. So, but what is we reading that, Mother E? What are we reading in Malachi 3, verse 6? What can we read in Malachi 3, verse 6 there, Mother Eve?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Yahuwah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
He said, I don't change. He said, whatever I did yesterday, let's go to 13, verse number 8 and 9 in the book of Evil, who is trying to call Hebrew. He told the seer, he said, look, seer, would you put down in this Bible that I don't change? The way I set things up then, it applies now. He said, if I got something to say, I got to pull the rabbit out of the hat. Hold that point. Hold the guy. Go to the 12th chapter and pick a verse 1 of Numbers. He said, if I got something to say, and just read it where you see it, and I'll drop the dramatics in because I want to, it's a point I want to bring out. There, Brother Micaiah, we know you're getting a lot of juice in your lung, young line. You're ready to kick off and grand style, but we got so much message to put on the table, we don't even know where we want to start at. So, the 12th chapter, I want to see something that we can read. And Mother, I'm going to come right back with that book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew, 13, verse 8 and 9. Soon we kind of lay some down on the table. Let's see how Yahweh, he always watching things. And let's see what's on the table that we can read in 12th chapter, verse 1. We're going to read it until we get our point. Take it down to verse 9.
Okay, the book of Numbers, 12. Pick it up at verse 1 down to 9. Verse 1 reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. And they said, have Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard him. Verse 3. Now the man, Moses, was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Verse 4. And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Mary, Come out, you three, unto the temple of the congregation. And they three came out, verse 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the temple and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth, verse 6. And he said, hear not my words. If there be a seer among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Verse 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Verse 9, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against him, and he departed.
So Yahweh do not like the ones he put in that position. He do not like when you have a comeback on anything that will be put in position to do something. You might not see it right away, but it's not for you to all of a sudden get hyper and start making statements that, well, he also speak to us too. The Yahweh didn't like that. He left mad. So he left mad. You can read the rest of the story on your own. But we go on to our Mother Eve and find out what can we read in the book of Hebrew. Blue the title called Hebrew 13, verse 8 and 9. What it say?
Book of Hebrew, polluted Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8, Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday and today and forever. Verse 9, be not curious about be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. But it is a good thing that the mind be established with the covenant, not with meat which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
He's otherwise, don't get caught up on every that every cliche and parakeet and just parakeet stuff. That's what he's saying. He's don't just parrot. Go to Ephesians 14, verse 4, that mother. He said, now, you will have to be taught, but you have to remember what it said in 2 Ezra 4, 34, 14, that you got to subdue your own understanding. To really understand what's going on, you got to subdue your own understanding. Because the way we've been taught is totally wrong. And Yahweh is saying, I deals with order. I got a order set up. And the ones I put in that position, and the one that position is put through the anointing, you might not understand what they're doing, but you can't always do things like on a job. Your boss man tell you this is your job assignment. You understand? Yes. What you do, you're going to do it. Understand they got that from you, of your order, from the pages of the book. We have to understand that Yahweh got something in place. And once we recognize what he got in place, then Yahweh going to intervene. But he's not intervening if you're all over the place. If you're all over the place, you're not going to intervene in none of that. When you're in order, then you're going to see the change made. Although we'd be hit on every side, but it's just right to get this message to you. So don't take it for granted. What you reading? Who reading what? Ephesians 4:14, that mother.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the spite of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie in wait.
Right. He said, don't get caught up every wind of teaching. That what doctrine means, teaching. Don't let everything that sound good that'll force you out of order. I'm keep saying this word to you because I'm telling you something. Once we understand what Yahweh got written and apply it as he got it written, then you will be able to come back and say, oh, now I see it. But what price you're going to pay, I don't know. But we got to get in order according to Yahweh's order. Certain things you don't understand, okay. But understand what you've heard so far. If Yahweh got something to say to the planet Earth, he's going to say it through his seals and he don't change. He don't change. He said, I don't change. Now, Mother, he made a statement over in Titus 1, verse 2 behind that. What did he say in Titus 1, verse 2 behind that, too? He said, you don't change now. But then he going to drop some on the table on you in the book of Titus 1, verse 2. And listen real good what he said in Titus 1, verse 2. Mother, what did he say in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2?
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So Yahweh ain't lying about what he's saying. So what he's trying to tell you, he's not lying about what he's saying. Remember, Jeremiah was raised from the womb to correct some things, to root out some things. So you know when you root out some things, that means you pull it up. You pluck it up from the root. And in a little while, like, you nothing been there. So Yahweh is telling you that job is for the seer to do, to pass it on to the elders, to pluck up things that is contrary to his word. But you first got to hear the word. And then he says something in the book of Luke there, Brother Micaiah. We know you're holding something, but we'll come back to that shortly. But he says in Luke chapter 17, can you help me out in verse 20? We'll read till we get our point. We're going to Luke 17 and pick up verse 20. We're going to read down until we get our point. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 17, picking up at verse 20. Verse 20 reads, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of Yahweh should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of Yahweh cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of Yahweh is within you. Verse 22, for he said unto the followers, the days will come when you should desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you should not see it. Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And they.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now back up. Now back up and read verse 20 again. Back up and read 20 again, because we think that we can come up another way, and it ain't gonna happen. What he said? We can read again there. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, what it says in verse number 20, 17, verse 20.
The book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 20. 20 reads, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of Yahweh should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of Yahweh coming not with observation.
Mm-hmm. So we got some demandment on the table now about the prophecy based upon what's going on now. We demand you to tell us something. I said, well, listen, you demand the bosses of the QS might tell you something about what's going on now and why you ain't spoke on it right now. Well, I said, well, why won't you speak on it? Huh? Won't you speak on it right now? So you waiting on the bosses of the QS like to say something about what's going on now. And we ain't said nothing about it. And until he give us something to say about it, we ain't gonna say nothing about it. So our thing, but keep on telling you, our thing is to organize these six anointed camps to do otherwise, to get prepared to do. Give me Luke 19:11, Brother Micaiah. Give me Luke 19:11. It's not the point that we don't know what to speak on. We got plenty to speak on it. But we only can do what he allow us to do. And that same thing over there in the King's book and the Chronicle book by Micaiah said, the seer. He said, look here. He said, you know, y'all can 400 get together all you want them, but I'm only going to say what the man tell me to say, and I'm not going to jump no further than that. Got to get out in front of anybody. We're going to tell you like it is. It's up to you to listen as it is. And then when it's put on the prophecy, we'll deal with the prophecy when he tells us, hey, they say, go ahead and put a little of that prophecy down, but then nobody's going to dictate to you, because I'm the big dictator. That's what Yahweh's saying. And we're going to Yahweh lead, not man's lead.
Hallelujah.
What you reading over there in the 19th chapter, verse 11 there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, and as they heard these things, he added, and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Yada, polluted word Judah, and because they thought that the kingdom of Yahweh should immediately appear.
Mm-hmm. So what did Yahweh do? He spoke in a parable to them. You know why he spoke in a parable to them, see, right? See, that's why we know who's who. See, a lot of things we be saying, And they don't catch it right away. You know why? Because it's a parable to them. And you're not going to catch it right away. Because it's not given to you to catch it right away. That's why we know who's who. A lot of things we say, and you're jumping and get excited and just basically or pull a ball spot in your head trying to figure it out. It ain't for you to figure out yet because Yahweh spoke in the past. So we're going to run back to the KL Ben Litton. Kurt and Al went up, so another mother came on stage, and we're going to bring her in, Mother D of Israel, and bring her in. And we got a lot of the same. But like I said again, our job is to get the chicks along the camp or one accord to be understand one thing. If you want Yahweh to intervene, understand what he's saying and be prepared to deal with it when you're on the clock. Then Yahweh got no choice but to intervene. But we got to do our own understanding. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, another mother out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, another thing we got to recognize, Judah is the lead tribe. Judah is the lead tribe. Once we clear that you understand Judah is the lead tribe. And the book of Daniel, Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 4, 5, and skip down to verse number 11. And we'll read from 11. We'll read till we get our point. We're going to Daniel chapter 9, verse 4, 5, and pick up verse number 11. Mother D.F. Israel, you're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. Is that what you said?
Yeah, let's get down to 11 and go read a little bit after 11. We'll get our point after you finish out a little bit. Get that 4 and 5 out the way and skip down to verse number 11. Go ahead and break out a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, then. Daniel chapter 9, verses, and I prayed unto Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession, and said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Yahweh, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his Torah instruction. Verses 5. We have sinned and have committed sin and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from your precept and from your judgment. Verse 11.
Hold that point right there. So you see, I got to get in on that, Mother. You see, you say, now we're going to find out who's doing all this praying for you. Somebody was doing all this praying for you. Somebody was doing a lot of praying. Otherwise, he had a petition to get in Yahweh's ear. He said, we have sinned. Is that what we're going to do? We have sinned. Now who's doing all this talking? And Yahweh's all ears in verse 6. Who's doing all this? Let's see who's doing all this great, big, tall talking in verse 6.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Neither have we hearkened, listened unto your servant, the seer, which spake in your name to our kings, our prince, and our fathers. And to all the people of the land.
You see it? Now, see, that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. And that's the reason right now, until we understand that and that volume get louder and louder and louder. Because we got the memo, and it getting louder and louder and louder about this Latter-day Saints. And to convince me that he is the one got the post of Jesus Christ from heaven. He the one, seer. We don't know why you can't see this. So, and you have to see this the way we see it. Okay? I go, I only see it according to the way the book says. I don't see what you see. Mm. We know that statement already written, Brother Mackay in 14:34, in the book of 2 Ezra 14:34. See, I can read what got to happen in 14:34 that I can read. See, a person can, you know, a person can sound so convincing and real good, but then that Bible story opened up on its own to you, and it'll say, seer, look down at verse with him. What does it say in 14:34?
Chapter 14, verse 34 reads, therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive. You shall obtain mercy.
He said, you got to subdue your own understanding. So the own understanding is that the Latter-day Saints are knocked off the Pope, because the Pope will be Jesus Christ's representative. Now the Latter-day Saints, they're not, they are the representative. But according to this Bible, you know, I can't read none of that. And long as I can't read none of that, I'm not going to go along with none of that unless I can read some of that. Now, if I can read it, I don't have no problem going with it. I go along with anything we can read. I might ask you, I'll tell you what, for precept that to make sure. But if you can show me in the Bible where the Latter-day Saints, the Catholic Church, they are the representative according to Yahweh, then I'll be the first one to join in with you if I can read it. But according to what I'm reading, it don't look like that's line up. So now, Mother, what happened now? Now let's get back to, let's see if we see anything about the modern day Latter-day Saints or the Catholic Church right now or WCC. We can see what word is said in the next verse, verse number 11. Now we go and see the next verse in 11. Let's see what name that Daniel doing all this great big tall praying for in verse number 11. Bring your A game, Mother D up Israel, come on.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 11. Yea, all Israel have sinned your Torah instruction.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. All Israel.
Yeah.
Who was that? A young lion, who was that over there in the 28th chapter? Who is all Israel that we can read? In Chronicle book, 1 Chronicle 28. Now, I want to know all Israel. We go on the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicle 28. You said all Israel have seen. In this case, he's talking about the whole 12 tribes. But I want to know when I go to the 28th chapter, when I precept the Bible, who is all Israel that I can read in verse number 8? Let's see who is all Israel that I can read in 28, verse number 8.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh,
Wait a minute, Brother McKay. Wait a minute, young lion. You just dropped a bombshell on that. You want to keep on going. Y'all know a young lion want to keep rolling, but listen, we going to get a point. The point is, all Israel is what? What is all Israel that we can read?
First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh.
That's it. So that's it. That's just it. That's it. All Israel. Now look at this. See, can I get a second witness? Well, one second witness, Latter-day Saints. You know, y'all sound just like y'all must be bumping heads real together, because I be hearing the same thing said by the WCC. Can I get a second witness? Y'all sound like y'all is doing a lot of conversations together. So you want a second witness. Unless you can get a second witness, remember, all we want is the point. You see, we found a point there, Brother Kai. We want to get a point about who is all Israel. And see, let's go to the heavenly tabernacle. And we can see, can we get a point about who is all Israel that we can read? Now, that's the point we want. All Israel. So in the book of Numbers, and what I want, we know the fact of witness in the book of Numbers there. About, they're going to make the statement too. About the same thing he's talking about right now with the precepts. So let's see, where will we find that at, Brother McCarty? I want to find that statement in the book of, and we look red and we ain't find it. So can you help me out there, Brother McCarty, young line? You're looking red at the statement that we can read that, and we know it's right there. I know it's only right in the 17th chapter. I'm supposed to go right to 17 chapters and look right down and see it. And so it happened, I'm looking right down in the 17th chapter, maybe, and OC ain't seeing it. So that's what I'm saying. You're looking right down at it and ain't seeing it. Now that ain't making me feel too good at all. I'm right in Numbers. I'm supposed to be able to look right down at it and see where it tells me for the precept that the Latter-day Saints want a precept on that. They want a precept on it, huh? Now, but I'm struggling on my precept. So now, who gonna help the OC out on the precept? On the precept. Who gonna help the OC out? They go right, just go right in the book and pull it out for the OC. That's what I want to know. And that's what I keep saying. Once we on point, then we're going to be able to step it up regardless about whatever the circumstance it is. So we're looking for a precept, and I can't find it. I know it's written. I'll tell you what I do. I just get it out of 16. Let's run to the 16th chapter there of Numbers. Let's get it in verse number. Let's get it in verse 3. But I'm going to come back maybe in another lesson. I'm going to come back and get it a little bit more smoother than I supposed and got it. But I'm going to get it here just for all the Latter-day Saints. We're going to 16. Look at verse 3. And remember what we're looking for. We're looking for a precept of that verse we just got through reading. And once we hear what we need to hear, but it's going to take it all the way down to the bottom. Go ahead.
Okay, the book of Numbers, chapter 16, picking up at verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "And they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are righteous, every one of them. And Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of Yahweh."
So Mother D.F. Israel. So with them two hits, when you read that verse 11, you can really show out in verse 11 if you can get your hand on what you just read in the Chronicle book and you read the numbers. You really can show out in that verse number 11 only if you was at a setting and you prepared to get the Chronicles and you prepared to get the numbers, because first thing they're going to say, it ain't in there. See? They're going to have a lot of bass in their voice. So all we want to know one thing, can you get there? If you deliver the knockout blow in verse number 11, Mother Day of Israel,
Numbers chapter 9, verse 11. Yay.
No, you're in Daniel. I mean Daniel,
but I've got numbers in my head. Daniel chapter 9, verse 11. Yea, all the congregation of Israel have transgressed, sinned your Torah instruction, even by departing that they might not obey your voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the Torah instruction of Moses, the servant, the seer of Yahuwah, because we have sinned.
Hold that point. A mother? Back up one verse again. Now you don't say something that is precept is all over that. Read that verse again. Back up one.
What, verse 11?
Yeah, back up one verse.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me see what I'm doing. Okay. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the Torah instruction of Moses, the seer, the servant, the seer of Yahuwah, because we have sinned against him.
What curse is upon us? He said, written in Moses. What did Moses write to hold up on the dead? We got to come back to the network. Let's see if we'll find out that Sister DT came to the stage. Let's see if we find out. We got to find a little bit more about this. Sister DT, when you meet the sisters out of Camp 1, Sister DT, Israel, Tribe of Yada, Judah, that's why I beat Sister Ray. Sister DT, Tribe of Yada, Judah, said that he said, week on a new cover. He said a curse was pulled out. What curse is pulled out and is written in Moses? What happened in 35, 2 down to verse 5? What do you mean by the curse have been pulled on, and you say you can go to Moses' book and read it? What can we read in 35, verse 2 down to verse 5? What can we read that Moses got? Brother Micaiah, what can we read that Moses got that we can read?
Okay.
Let's go to 35, verse 2 down to verse 5.
You say the book of Exodus?
Yeah, Exodus, the book of 35, 2 down to verse 5. I'm trying to tie this thing in now. What curse is written that we can read. But okay. Before you read 35, before you read 35, I got to get a little bit more of that. Back up to Deuteronomy 28 first and give me 46 down to verse 50. I got to find out about this curse that's been pulled out on the children of the book, the congregation, the children of Israel, which is the congregation of Yahuwah. That's what we're going to read so far. We can read that, and we got our precept ready to insert that in verse 11. The children of Israel is the congregation of the four letters, YHWH. So that's who you are. But he said, a curse has been poured on you. What curse? You go to Deuteronomy 28, 46 through 50. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 46 down to 50. Verse 46 reads, and they should be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and upon your seed forever. Verse 47, because you service not Yahuwah, your Yahuwah with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the bondage of all things. Verse 48, therefore shall you serve your enemy, which Yahuwah should send against you in hunger and in thirst. And he shall put a yoke upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49, Yahuwah shall bring a nation against you from far, in the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce counsel, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Give me 25 and 64. Tack in 25 and 64 on that, young lion.
Okay, you want 25 and 64? All right.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, 28, verse 25 and verse 64. Verse 25 reads, Yahuwah shall cause you to be smitten before your enemy. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 64, and Yahuwah shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there you shall serve false Yahuwah, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone.
Mother Eve. Who is gonna be put in this predicament? Let's see where they have any other names now. In Deuteronomy 1:1, Mother Eve. Mm. Who is he talking about that this gonna be on sign and a wonder? And Deuteronomy, now you know what we got to work with. We got 16 chapter verse 3, and we got 1 Chronicles 28 verse 8. We got all this to work with. So now, if you want to raise the bar up, Mother, it's up to you. It's up to you if you want to raise the bar up. We got it all. We got it in writing to work with. But it's up to you. Deuteronomy 1:1, two lines says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. See?
In the plain.
Hold that palm right there. Hold that palm right there. Like I said again, now that needle. If you want them, you can raise the bar. If you want them, with that 16 verse 3 or that 28 verse 8, that's if you want them. Now, if you want to just, you know, raise the eyebrows up, that's, you know, that's up to you, Mother. Now, in the 30th chapter of the same book, Deuteronomy chapter 30, 31, verse number 30. Let's see what it says in 31, verse 1. Now, it's up to you. Hey, Marie, it's up to you. If you want to swing for a grand slam and raise eyebrows up, it's up to you. 31, verse 1 says what?
Okay.
Deuteronomy.
The book of,
31, verse 1.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses the seer went, and speaked these words unto all Israel.
Now, at this point, Moses, Yahweh, Aaron the seer. But that's okay. I mean, you ain't got to knock out the part. But one thing about it, we clear that this could be knocked out the park. And see, if you knock it out the park, I'm going to tell you what happens. Now go read 28, verse 15. Let me show you something. Now, if that's been knocked out the park, when we go and read Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and 16, Mother Eve, when we go and read this right here, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and 16. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
Let me get back there. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
But it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his Torah instructions and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. 16. Cursed shall thou be in thy city, and cursed shall thou be in thy field. Okay.
So yeah. So there it is right there. So if you don't do what I tell you to do, all this, now what people, you know, is up under that six anointed camp. We won't know, is it the Latter-day Saints? Is it the Roman Catholic Church? Is it the WCC, World Council of Churches? Is they up under that right there? Because
no.
They'll jump down verses proudly, and they'll insert a whole lot of things in there, but do that fit any of that, them big dignitaries? Not according to what we have just read, but we'll... go back and get a lot of it out of its tongue. Let's come on back to Mother. Hey, Mother. Mother D of Israel. Let's come on back, Mother D of Israel. Now we're going to come on back. And we read verse number 11. See, sooner or later, like I said, sooner or later, there'll be no question that this is going to be fulfilled and I could be somewhere sitting on Joshua Bay. It's going to be fulfilled. What's written in this book. Let's take a little more time. And then Yahweh say, you know, I'm coming in. I'm going to intervene. Remember the verses we read earlier about in that book of Matthew 24 and 22? You read some pretty good, interesting conversations way back there. Very important. We read some good stuff. Now come on back to that Mother D of Israel and let's read a little bit more.
To Daniel.
Yes, ma'am. Come on back to Daniel. You read verse number. Yes, ma'am.
11.
Where you leave off? Okay.
I read 11.
Okay.
You want me to read 12?
Yes.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 12. And he has confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judge that judge us by bringing bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done unto Yahdah Judah, Israel. Verse 13, as it is written in the Torah instruction of Moses, all this evil is come up on us, yet may we not our prayers before Yahweh, our Yahweh, that we might turn from our sin and understand your truth. Verse 14.
You read it? 14.
14. Therefore, has Yahweh borne the evil and brought it upon us? For Yahweh, our Yahweh, is righteous in all his works, which he doeth. For we obey not his voice. Verse 15.
That's it. So, mother, what did you say? What did Daniel? You remember what you read in verse number six? Read verse six again. With that in mind, what did you read again in verse six?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Neither have we hearkened, listened unto your servants, the seers, which spake in your name to our father. I mean, our king, our prince, and our father, and to all the people of the land, Israel, the whole congregation of Israel.
Will you listen? Again, what happened by not listening? What happened in verse 14?
Verse 14. Therefore, has Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us? For Yahweh, our Yahweh, is righteous in all his works, which he doeth. For we obey not his voice.
No. So that's the reason. Where is his voice at? Where's his voice that we can read, Mother E? Where's his voice that we can read in Acts 13, 26, and 27? Where is his voice at that we can read? Where is his voice at that we can just go read in the Bible and read? Let's go to Acts 13, 26, and 27. Where is his voice at that we can just go read it? We haven't obeyed Yahweh's voice. What can we read that at? And Acts 13, 26, 27. What does it say there,
Marie? The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. The covenant. 27. For they that dwell at Yahdah Judah and their rulers became thy king, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seal, which are read every Sabbath day.
Hold on, mother. Back up a little bit again. What did you just got to read now, mother? Back up again and read that again. Right now. Hold on, mother. Let me get in there and build up a little bit. Now, you have made a profound statement there. So he says, our problem is not listening to his voice. Now, we're trying to find out where is his voice at. But we got to get a precept on it, because, see, you can't. See, when you say something, you got to understand something that is written. See, that's why I say this book is the greatest piece of literature it is. See, he said your problem is you will not listen to his voice.
Mm.
And then you have to precept your Bible. You have to be able to do it smooth, Brother Micaiah. He said, you know, the problem with the children of Israel, they won't listen to Yahweh's voice. And precept your Bible, it'll start telling you about some things in Luke 1, verse 70. See, all you got to do is be able to precept your Bible. And the Bible will talk volumes if you're able to get to it without fumbling around. 1, verse 70 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, and they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren.
Hold on there, Brother McCain. Chapter 1, verse 70. Luke, chapter 1, verse 70.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70. Verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which have been since the world began.
So how do you hear Yahweh's voice? He just told you in verse 70. The Bible just told you how you hear Yahweh's voice. You want to hear Yahweh's voice? Then all you do is find Luke chapter 1, verse 70 and read it. What does it say?
Book of Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which hath been since the world began.
And when the big dignitaries say, okay, well, that sounds pretty good, but give me a precept on it. Then you just go to 3:18-21 of Acts and give a precept. See, you got to know how to be a great servant of Yahweh. You want a precept on it? Give them the precept. Then you've done your part. Acts 3:18-21 with the same concept of what we're talking about. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 21. Verse 18 reads, but those things which Yahweh before has showed by the mouth of all his seers that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
So you ain't got to try to win the Bob the Gong contest. All you got to know how to do is precept your Bible. So when we read this right here, if you want to hear Yahweh's voice, it's right here when you go to Acts chapter 13, verse 27. So here it is right here. So I want to hear Yahweh's voice. Then how long before you read Acts 13:27? Look what it says, Mother. Hey, Mother E, now, what it says in 13:27? See, I want to hear me some Yahweh's voice. Okay.
The book of Acts.
We're going to Acts 13:27.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 27. For they that dwell at Yahweh Judah's dwelling came, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer, which are read every Sabbath day.
Wait a minute, Mother. You mean you will hear the voice of Yahweh read by the seer when?
Every Sabbath.
Ain't that something? Now, you see, the Bible just told you. He said, well, you know the reason why you ain't hearing Yahweh's voice, because you ain't in that number to hear the voice of the seer. When you hear the voice of the seer, you hear the voice of Yahweh, because Yahweh spoke to all his righteous seers since the world began.
But what did they say behind that, mother? In 44 verse 4. Let's go to Jeremiah 44 verse 4, and we'll look it up real good in verse 16. So, you see, I'm trying to tell you something. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the sign of the time, like the big dignitaries have already recognized. And that's why they made a statement. You know, that telephone of yours get more calls than the president of the United States get. And you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to terminate that. We're going to terminate your phone. That's what we're going to do for you. Now, how you like that? I said, well, you do what you want to do, we still going to talk. Is that what we're going to do for you? Huh? We're going to terminate that phone. That's what we're going to do for you. That phone gets more telephone calls than the president of the United States gets. You know what we're going to do for you? We're going to terminate your phone. Now, who are you going to call and get it back straight? That's what you do, what you got to do. That don't mean we're not going to teach the lesson. Now, where are we at now?
Jeremiah 44, verse 4 and verse 16.
Yeah, what did you say, Mother?
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4. Have ye, I sent unto you all my servants, the seal, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Verse 16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee.
What they say? What happened in verse 4 and what they say in verse 16? You mean what you just got through reading in verse 4, and they respond is what in verse 16? Read verse 4 again there, Mo. One time, read verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the seal, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Verse 16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee.
You see what the people said, mother? Hey, mother, did you hear what they said? I'll go to see her, bring you. And they respond, instead of being openly glad to hear the word, to make a judgment word, they said what in verse 16?
We will not hearken unto thee.
Ain't that something? You see that? You see that? Now you see that? You see what he said? He said, we know you speaking the word of Yahweh. But you know what? We ain't gonna listen to you. We're gonna do everything that come across our own mind. Ain't never going on today. You got a sentence that's showing you that the way you've been taught is wrong. You got to make adjustments and stop always having to come back. The world understands what's really going on. But you don't understand what's really going on. Sooner or later, you'll understand what you got in the midst of you. Sooner or later, it'll come to you real plainly. Matter of fact, Mother D up Israel. Let's go to 33, verse 30 down to verse 33 of Ezekiel. Let me show you what we really got going, what's really going on. It's up to you to make the adjustment. Because one thing about it, ain't none of them big dignitaries is playing. They for real on what they own. It's just you don't recognize the sign of the time. And sooner or later, you're going to recognize the sign of time. Because he told them in the book of St. John, the Father forgive them, they know not what they're doing. See, the same thing on, we keep telling you what time it is. Land, school, and banquet hall. Telling you what you need to be doing. And we come humble to show you what this book is saying. But you got to subdue your own understanding. You got to pay attention. And when you hear the word come out, respond to what you're looking at on the page of this book. Not the one that's telling it to you, but respond to what you can read. If you can't find nothing that you can read, then accept what you hear. In the 33rd chapter, pick up verse 30, there, mother, dear Israel, what it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you by the walls and in the doors of the house and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh. Verse 31. And they come unto you as the people coming, and they set before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covetousness. 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do them not. Verse 33. And when this come to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Yeah, sooner or later, I don't know what you're going to be doing. Might be washing clothes or just driving down the expressway somewhere. It's going to hit you. All of a sudden, they're going to hit you what they already know. Because they burn a lot of midnight oil on these camps. They burnt a whole lot of midnight oil. And when they go in that book, they find out that this ministry is all offense. They're not on the defense at all. We can't get them on the defense. They're all offense. They're all offenses. No defense. They offense. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the same time. You're going to say, okay, you know, the price you're going to pay, I don't know what price you're going to pay before you recognize the sign of time. But we're going to go to Numbers there, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Numbers 14, 9 through 12 and see what it say. Numbers chapter 14, 9 through 12, backed up with Mother E and Jeremiah 24, 9 and 10. And Mother D, Israel, help me, Jeremiah 25, 4 through 9, waiting on me. And then we're going to bring our Mother Z in, and she's going to address this national audience shortly after we knock this out. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah. I mean, the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verses 9 through 12. The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9, read. Only rebel not you against Yahuwah, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bred for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not. Verse 10. But all the congregation, they stoned them with stones, and the honor of Yahuwah appeared in the temple. And the greatness of Yahuwah appeared in the temple of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Verse 12. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, verse 12, I will smite them from the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than them, than they.
I'm going to smite them with COVID. That's what he said he's going to do for them. I'm gonna put some on you. I'm by the hands of your enemy. He's going to drop some on you. It's because you don't want to hear nothing I'm saying, so I'm going to hit you with the new word of pessimist called COBRA. See what I'm going to do for you, children of Israel? You don't want to pay no attention to anointed leadership. That's so what I do. What I'm going to just drop some on you and let you deal with that until you recognize what's on the clock. Is I always got a fear in the midst of every generation. And you don't know about the pages of the book or the precepts. And if you find anybody that's close to that kind of teaching, then you may have something to work with. But until you find somebody that close to teaching, then deal with what you got on the table. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, I know when to start cranking up somebody else. But right now, I haven't cranked up anybody else. What it says in 24:9-10, who got that verse?
What book was that?
That was Jeremiah 24:9-10 there, Mother E. Backed up with Mother D up in 25:4 down to verse 9. They're going to bring our mother in and the elder in so we can get our closing statement on take 77. And then Mother Z going to address this national audience. And it is a national audience, believe me. It is a national audience. Well, the world is tuned into this broadcast.
Okay. Well, Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt to be a report and a proverb and turn and a curse in all places where I shall drive them. Verse 10. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they be consumed from off the land that I give unto them and to their father.
So you see what you're going to do? And we have plenty to pull. The children of Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, this is who he's talking to. I'm going to put you in a bad situation. All you children of Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, I'm gonna put you in a bad situation. I'm gonna put what they call now COVID on you, which is the pestilence. You see, I'm gonna put it on you until you get in where you fit in it on what I got on tape. Is that what I'm gonna do for you, David Israel? Look what it says in Jeremiah 25:4 down to verse 9. Mother D up Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 4 to 9. Verse 4 reads, and Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants, the seers, rising early and sending them by you, have not hearkened, listened, nor inclined your ears to hear. Verse 5, they say, turn you again now, everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 6, and go not after false Yahweh to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not. to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7, yet you have not hearkened, listen unto me, says Yahweh, that you might provoke to anger with the works of your hand to your own hurt. Verse 8, therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, because you have not heard my word. Verse 9, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them again against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all those nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation.
Hmm. Why still again in verse 6 and 7? Why are you going to do all this, according to verse 6 and 7, that most dear of Israel? Why are you going to do all this to this people called the children of Israel? What? The peoples of Yahweh. Why are you going to do all this to them, according to verse 6 and 7?
Jeremiah 25, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. And go not after false Yahweh to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7. Yea, you have not listened unto me, says Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand to your own hurt.
To your own hurt. You the man just said, out of mouth of Jeremiah, when he raised Jeremiah out of the womb, remember, he spoke through the seals. What did he keep telling you? How he speaks is through the seals. He said, stop what you're doing, is because you're going to provoke me, but on your own hurt. Now the man saying, now go to 29:17-19, and we'll bring the elder in and Mother Z to address this national audience. And the 29th chapter, verse 17-19, Mother deal with Israel. Look what he's saying. So he's telling you, listen, he said, y'all not paying the seal, no, never mind, is you?
Mm-mm.
Do you know, you hear him speaking, you hear, that's me talking through him to you?
Yes, sir. That's right.
No, the man is telling you, but you don't see that. I can't see that. I know that the same spirit that when Abraham took Eliezer, Ishmael, and Isaac on a journey in the 23rd chapter, verse 44, the 7th book of Jasper, he asked him a question, what do you see? He said, we don't see nothing but rocks and mountains. And he said, my son, Isaac, what do you see? He said, I see a cloud with a big black man with his big black feet hanging out. He said, you keep on going with me. But you, rest of you here, y'all stay back with the asses. And that's what's going on today. But the world know it. That's why the world said one thing. Your telephone, it rings more than the president. So you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to suspend that telephone. That's what we're going to do for you. We're going to remove that number like it never even exists. That's what we're going to do for you. Get more telephone calls on it than the president of the United States. What are you trying to do? Is you organizing rep on our eyes? And you think we going to help you do that? use that number again to see where you get it, what you get out of it. That's how we know. Sooner or later, you're going to wake up and smell the coffee you're sitting on the camp. And you're going to find out how to get yourself right for this big mission in front of you. You can take it out of the way, you're going to lose. Because the world is not playing with the six anointed camps. You know what I tell you. What are we reading?
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 17 to 19.
Yeah, how long I got to wait before we hit some of that?
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 17. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Verse 18. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth. Of the earth to be a curse and an astonishment and an hissing and a reproach among all the nations, whether I have driven them. Verse 19. Because they have not listened, hearkened unto my word, says Yahweh, which I sent unto them by my servant, the seer, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says Yahweh.
You demand to say it again? You just said that again. So you got all these private moments with him. And he tells you, I don't operate the way that you've been in your mind, how I'm letting you know how I operate, but you can't see how I operate. You gonna bring me in your mouth, and I ain't said now time I said jack out it to you, but you will say, and then it's right there. So that's what we trying to tell you, Latter Day Saints, the Catholic Church, the WCC. He gonna work the way you have duped the brains of the world. He just told you how he worked. Huh? He told you how he worked. So you can suspend all you want him. But the same token, Yahweh gonna have the last when it's all said and done. So that, you know, keep telling you, you can't stop this right here. This right here is not gonna be stopped. This is gonna be the ministry that take care of the business that's already there. All we gotta do is continue to organize and understand what to believe. And once you come clean on what to believe, Mother of Israel, and 15:15 of Acts, once you clear that the Bible is telling you what to believe. Well, I don't know what to believe. Why don't you believe the Bible then? It tell you what to believe in Acts 15:15.
Acts 15:15.
Yeah. 15:15. What it tell you to believe that we can read in Acts 15, verse 15?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree, the words of the seer, as it is written.
Is it? He got it written exactly what to believe. Huh? Exactly what to believe. But we can't see it. We can't see it. We got the spirit of Eliezer and Ishmael on us. We can't see what to believe. And he tell you what to believe. Huh? We bring our elder in for his closing remarks on tape 77. Elder Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing mark on take 77. Didn't I tell you I mute Mr. Tibbs? Yeah. Okay. All right, Mother. Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, you got a, you got all the big dignitaries. You got all the big establishment to listen to every word you got to say. Now, what do you want to address them and tell this national audience, along with the Latter-day Saints, the WCC, the Christian Church? You got them all on the line. I want to hear you straight up. So what now? You get in that microphone and address this national audience. You on the clock, come on. And Yahweh be with you, too.
Yahweh bless and keep you, fear Israel of royalty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, what you going to tell us? No, they all is. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother Z. They all is. What you going to tell them? You on the clock, come on.
I just want to read what the book is saying. I'm going to start reading at Zechariah chapter 1, and I'm going to read to I'm going to start reading at Zechariah chapter 1. And I'm going to read down a little bit. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the words of the Yahweh unto Zechariah, the son of Adumiah, the seer, saying, verse 2. The Yahweh has been so far displeased with you, your fathers. Verse 3. Therefore said they unto them, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, turn ye unto me, said the Yahweh of hosts, and I will turn unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4. Be ye not as your father, unto whom they from fields having cried, saying, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, neither hearken unto me, said the Yahweh. Verse 5, your fathers were, where are they, and the seals do they live forever? Verse 6, but my words and my statutes, which I command my servant, the seer, did they not take hold of your fathers, and they returned and said, like as the Yahweh of hosts, though to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doing, so has he dealt with us. And I'm going to stop right here and say, this is just, he's telling us that we should obey his Torah instruction and turn from our evil way and do according to what thus said the word. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. Yeah, well, what price we going to pay? And like I said again, you know, ain't nobody going to give you a tool to tap them. They're not going to give you the tool to tap them side their own head. See, you know, they're not going to continue to, that's why I tell you, don't take this ministry for granted. Learn as much as you can, as fast as you can. You take this ministry for granted, and you study trying to look upon the road and everything on top of the road, but you take the ministry for granted. What we be bringing you is to your advantage to learn as fast as you can. You know, and once you understand that, it'll be all right. It's up to you. But we come humble and showing you what this book is saying. We're showing you that the whole world himself is not the one that's chosen in these days to bring this message. Voices of the true Israelites have been chosen to bring this message. It's up to you to recognize the signs of the times. It's up to you. And get in where you've been in at. Remember, land, school, banquet hall. That's the main focus for your young ones to come up. Not sitting there watching that one eye Satan or watching to see what they can come. They can't come up with nothing. But they go in this Bible, they can't compete with this book open. Because everything that they can be debunked on any point by this 6 anointed camps. And they're not going to let you continue to organize. That's why we tell you, land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station. They're not going to continue to let you continue to organize with all over the world getting together upon their watch. They said that telephone number you got right there, it's suspended. So you get more calls on that thing than the president himself gets. You know what you're going to do with your phone? Pick it up and try to dial it and see what you get. Although your bill is paid, that's the power we got worldly. So that's the way. You got it worldly. But we got it spiritually. And once y'all recognize the sign of time and activate what's written over here in Brother McKay, recognize what's written in 2 Maccabees 2:40. 2:42, what it says, 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 40. What is written around there? 1 Maccabees 2, verse number 40 to 42. What did it say? 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 40 to 42. What did it say there, Brother Micaiah? Young lion, what can we read?
Okay, going to 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 40 down to 42.
That sounds good. Read verse 40, see what it sounds like.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2. Picking it up at verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and one of them said to another, and we all do as our brethren have, fight not for our lives in Torah structures against the nations, and they will not quickly root us out of the earth. Verse 41.
Read that again. But no, read that again. Read that again.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, picking it up at verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and one of them said to another, if we all do as our brethren have done and fight not for our lives and the Torah instructions against the heathen, then we'll not quickly root us out of the earth. 41. And that time wherefore they decreed, saying, whosoever shall come to make battle with us on the Sabbath day, we will fight against him. Neither will we die all as our brethren that were murdered in the secret places. Verse 42. Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instructions.
First, that's not gonna happen, Leroy. So it's really not gonna happen. So you got some all over the world now. They understand that this thing right here, ain't nobody gonna let you continue to organize what's going on right now all over the world with their devices. See, their devices. They gonna keep on letting you have all these calls, and you started talking about, and they saying they get it, and they getting it over here. They're getting over in the UK. They're getting in Africa. They're getting everywhere. We got it. We here, Sam. We here. You think they're going to continue to let that continue? Huh? You think they're going to continue to let you continue to take their devices and keep organizing? They're not going to keep on getting you sick to tap them on the head. Because they got no combat according to the book. So what they do? I tell you what we do. You see all that? You see that phone number you got with all that? All that calling on, all them phones ringing all over there, you might put that phone away for it and put it back in the drawer somewhere. That phone would never be used again. Because you get more calls on that thing than the president gets. And it ain't in our favor. And we ain't going to let it happen. So you see, sooner or later, you're going to organize. You're going to be just like this verse 42. You're gonna get some 42 in you. And you're going to be gung-ho on land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station. Because with the privilege that you got now, it ain't going to continue. Huh? Keep that in your mind. Hope you can read between the lines. Now, where we at now? So we got that verse out the way. Because, what we have now, Brother McCoy, do we have another verse already waiting on us? Do we have something already backed that verse up already? Huh?
Yeah, we backed up 42. We stopped at verse 42 at 1 Maccabees, chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
and we finished.
About the Athenians, yeah, that's right. Let's run to Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. We're going to Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. What it say? Keep this one thing in your mind. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11.
Okay. Going to the book of Isaiah. For the 55, picking it up at verses 8 through 11.
And Mother E, you have the Exodus 35, 2 through 5 waiting on me. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. And Mother E, have me Exodus 35, 2 down to verse 5 in the closing statement. Let's see what that says. What it says in Isaiah 55, 8 through 11.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 through 11. 8 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahuwah. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, for it's the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and return is not there, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent."
Yeah. So he said his word gonna stand where you understand or not. His word is gonna stand. His word gonna stand. We gonna see this thing unfold itself, but you gotta recognize the signs of time. It ain't gonna be no cakewalk, and nobody's not gonna let you ride their pony to outrun their pony. Because remember, Esau and his five sons, they are kinfolks, right? And every component that you're using, you know you're using somebody's kinfolks, and all do is pick the phone and say, hey, cousin, you see that telephone number right there? Do me a favor, cousin. Discontinue that number right there. That number right there is getting more telephone calls than the president is getting. Okay, no problem. Should I call him, tell him? No, you ain't got to do nothing. They going to pick up and sooner and find out it ain't working. And when he call in, what is it? Discontinued. It's discontinued. Well, my bills paid. So what? It's discontinued. See, everybody stick together, but you once was a stick together people, but you lost all concept of sticking as gather yourself together, old nation, not desire. You got to get you some First Maccabees 2:42. And then came there unto him, anointed leadership, a company of Athenians, who was mighty men of Israel. Even all such were voluntarily devoted to what? Them first five books. They was on them first five books. They was upon them fringes, land, and everything else. They know when you got the fringes on, you got the blessing of Yahweh. When you got Israel, the last of your name, you got the blessing of Yahweh. They knew, remember, mighty men of Israel. So they had the name at the end, they named Israel, and they had their fringes on. Because Yahweh going to intervene when you understand these things. You got to put your fringes on. You got to put at the last of your name Israel. Then Yahweh going to recognize his sons and daughters trying to get in contact with him. Until you recognize the signs of time and have some Zechariah 2:1, gather yourself together, O nation not desired. You can't gather together behind your curtain. You got to gather yourself with the leadership, and then Yahweh going to intervene. He's not going to intervene with the way it is now, but all other nations have no problem doing it. One big dictator said another big dictator. Hey, cousin, I got a little problem with a ministry over there that his telephone is ringing more than the president is ringing. Well, what do you want me to do? Discontinue that line. Discontinue that number. Cut that number off. Whether his bill paid for or not. Because if he has to protest against his bill, we're going to come. He got to come to us anywhere it goes. Right? Right. So he beat a dead horse. So you got to understand these things here, right here. This ministry is doing a job on the known world. It's time for you to wake up and get in where you fit in at. Don't take this luxury of the six anointed camps coming to you, and you still trying to figure out what they're saying. All you got to do is ask the other big dignitary. What he's saying is too much. Our ears can't take it. And we ain't going to continue to let him organize like that. Because we don't know who to watch. If he keep organizing the way he's going now, we'll do everything we can to get him off. Starting with his telephone. What's next? Only time to tell it. It's up to you to wake up. Smell the coffee, six anointed camps. Stop taking this ministry for granted. Learn as much as you can. As fast as you can. You got it? Good. All right, Mother Eden. Let's see what we can get. And at Exodus 35, 2 through 5 says what?
Exodus 35, verse 2. 6 days shall work be done. But on the seventh day there shall be to you a righteous day, a Sabbath of rest to the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Verse 3, ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. Verse 4, and Moses spoke unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded, saying, verse 5, take you from among you an offering unto the Yahweh. Whosoever is of a willing mind, let him bring it an offering of the Yahweh, gold and silver and brass.
Mm-hmm. A willing offering. Now, precept that to Leviticus 23, verse 3, and a closing statement. What it say?
Leviticus 23:3.
Read verse 1 and 3. Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 3.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 3. Verse 1, and the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous a convocation assembly. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. See, when Exodus was said, they had no place to go. By the time Leviticus came after that, they had a place to go. See, when you ain't got no place to go, then you in Exodus. But when you had a place to go in Leviticus, that's progressive of something. That means you have to advance yourself. When they were setting up something, you had no place to go. But once something was set up, you had a place to go to organize, to kick in the precepts by organizing. So when you're sitting there looking behind the curtain, you lose. Because he said the gathering after he told you one thing here, but as time went on, when he got in order, he told you different in 23, verse 3, than Exodus 35, verse 2 through 5. See? So now you got to organize. You got to step it up. Like you go to grade school. You got to first get in grade school before you're in high school. Mm-hmm. Mother E, hold the statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Oh, okay. I'll read Psalm 51, starting at verse 11. It says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy righteous spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Verse 13, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Verse 14, deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O Yahweh, thus Yahweh of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. 15, O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Verse 16, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delight not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite mind. O Yahweh, thus will not despise. 18. Do good in thy good pledges unto Yahweh Judah. Build thou the walls of Yahweh Judah's southern kingdom. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness and with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Mother E, one of the most out of Camp 1. Huh? Mother E out of Camp 1. Hallelujah. All right, Mother D up Israel. Let's see what we can get over here in Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10 with a precept, regardless what he says in 22, 14 of Revelation, back to back, and a closing statement there, Mother D up Israel. Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10. Then swing on down to Revelation 22:14 in the closing statement. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 13, 8 through 10. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 9, Thus says Yahweh, after this manner will I mark the pride of Yahdah Judah and the great pride of Yahdah Judah. Verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after false Yahweh, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
What he said, all of the whole congregation of Yahweh, congregation of Israel, which is the congregation of Yahweh, what do you call them, mother?
Good for not evil people.
And what they good for?
Good for nothing.
Revelation 22:14, the closing statement says what?
Okay. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
So if you do the Torah instruction, what's your final mother?
A blessing.
Suppose you don't do the Torah instruction, what's your final mother?
A curse.
You see that? Now all we got to do is look in the mirror and see what we're really working with. The potential is there, but we just can't believe it. When you're not doing Yahweh's Torah instruction, regardless, you can find your $10. You're still up on the curse. But you know what he done did? I'll read that mother what he done did. In Psalm 78, let me show you what he done did. Psalm 78. I'm going to show you what he done did.
Chill.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's in my closing, Psalm 78.
Well, we might have another verse that might be a little bit different. Let's see if those fear made it totally different. I want 78, verse number 41.
Okay. 41.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 78, verse 41. Yea, they turn and tempt Yahweh and limit the righteous one of Israel.
You see what you did? And we want to know why because you don't turn back. What he got on the table, you don't line up with what he on the table. And you limit his hands. What he will do, he not going to do until you recognize the signs of the time. You got to recognize what's in the midst of you as you speak it. The big dignitaries recognize it, but you know what? You got a problem with it. Mother D of Israel, closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
Psalm 78, verses 1, read, give ear, O my people, all the congregation of Israel, to my Torah instruction. Incline your ear to the word of my mouth. Verse 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Verse 3, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Verse 5, for he established a testimony, Israel, and appointed the Torah instruction in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known unto their children. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, whose should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7, that they might set their hope in Yahweh and not forget the work of Yahweh, but keep his Torah instructions. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes, to keep his first five books. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. To keep his first five books. Young Lion, Buck McCallion. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 36:14-15. Let's see what that say. 2 Chronicles, the young lion coming out of Camp Warren, up and coming. 2 Chronicles 36:14-15. Brother Micaiah, come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles, going to chapter 36:15, verse 14 reads.
Now take it on down to verse 16. Tell you what, read 15 and 16. For time's sake, just read 15 and 16.
All right, 15 and 16, read. 15. And Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up bedtime and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they mocked the messengers of Yahweh and despised his word, and misused his seal until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, that there was no remedy.
There's no remedy, see, Roy. You see, right now, it's no remedy. Refuse to hear, and Yahweh told you how he speaks through the mouth of the seal. You refuse to believe what he's saying. That's written in his Bible, read verse 5, and that's be kind. So he had them seals to come to you, to the elders, be kind, to tell them, listen, get this to the fathers. The fathers get to the mothers. Mothers get to the children. You can't say you ain't heard it. You just rejected this thing. But guess what? What's upon you now is what we're going to get ready to read at the end of 16. Let's go back to this be kind one more time. Verse 15. Just more B time again, come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 15. 15 reads, rising up B time and sin, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place.
Verse 16.
But they mocked the messengers of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his seal until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, said there was no remedy.
You see, it's no remedy. Now you got pestilence, you calling COVID now. Now you got all this disembodied thing, he can't recognize you. You still won't come out them pants. Men's gonna come out these skirts. Men's gonna take their rightful place as leaders of the family, but being a 37-12, the men's walk away from being a 37-12. By the way, you'll be a 37-12, you got to come in and learn how to be a Sirach 37-12. What it say? You got to learn how to be a 37-12. What it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, but speak continually with the Yahwali man, whom you know to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and we'll struggle with you if you shall miscarry.
You see, you got to stop getting you a worldly man, and that's why you're always in a predicament. You got to get a Yahwali man that you know that keeps the Torah instruction. And his position must be clear on what his position is. Corinthians 11, verse 3. His role speaks for itself. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, 8 and 9. What does it say?
Going to the book of 1 Corinthians. Picking up at chapter 11, verse 3, and going to read 8 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse 8. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Verse 10. For this cause of the woman to have power on her head because of the ministering spirit.
Back up to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. See,
okay. We
got to recognize one thing. Yahweh said an order that cannot be broken from his father, the son, to the seer, to the elder, to the father, to the mother, to the children. You're not going to break it, regardless of your personality. You ain't going to break what's written, because now you see the remedy is the plague is on you, and you don't see it. And we tell you, organize upon an anointed leadership. Have big ears and little mouth. Look what it says over here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 10 and 11.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10 reads, all deceivableness of
unrighteousness. What you read? Hold on. 1 Timothy chapter 2.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10 reads, for whoremongers, for them.
Wait a minute. Make the second Timothy. Make the second Timothy, Brother Micaiah. Second Timothy. You sure that ain't in First Timothy? Let me take a little peek at it.
Yeah, it's First. You said First.
Give me First Timothy 2 again. Look at it real carefully. First Timothy 2. And look at it real carefully what is written in verse number 10 and 11.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, make it 11 and 12 because time ran out. 11 and 12. First Timothy 2, 11 and 12.
The book of First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. The woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Mm-hmm. Now go 3:1. Give me 3:1 and first here 3:1 and closing statement. 3:1.
Okay.
So the Yahwali man, you got to teach. You got to teach Yahwali man. And the first one you teach is your better half. She must be up under subjection up under you. But you have to be a Yahwali man.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, likewise, ye wise, be in subjection to your own husband. And if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wise.
Excellent. Be in subjection upon that man. And you ain't got no man that's anointed leadership until he produce you a Yahwali man. Have big ears and little mouth to understand one thing. The order has been set. We ain't going to change the order. The remnant is without measurement that Yahweh has put on the table. Now, he said, listen, until you understand I got an order from my father, it's not going to be changed, and you ain't going to change it, so you might as well get in order. Man, a Yahweh man, you must lead the way. Just like Abraham did in the 18th chapter 19 and 20. Yahweh said, I know he will command his family to follow order, then Yahweh gonna intervene. He ain't gonna intervene if you got your fat mouth going and when that man's mouth going. Close the mouth up and listen to that man, the Yahweh man or anointed leadership if it ain't got a man. Listen and learn and Yahweh gonna intervene. We'll leave it like that to the special day called tomorrow. Special day called Thursday evening. Brother Micaiah, you're online. Closing statement is all yours. Until we get back on tomorrow, your clock come out.
I want to thank Yahuwah for another blessed day to read his word and to learn under Seer Israel C. Roy. Thank Yahuwah for my wife and children he has given me to raise for him. I thank Yahuwah for the elders and the mothers, the teachers, the BFTTY. I thank Yahuwah for all the brothers and sisters in 6th and Northern Camp. I want to read from the book of Psalms 135, verse 1. Praise you, Yahuwah. Praise you, the name of Yahuwah. Praise him, O you servants of Yahuwah. Verse 2. You that stand in the temple of Yahuwah, in the courts of the temple of our Yahuwah. Verse 3. Praise Yahuwah, for Yahuwah is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Verse 4. For Yahuwah has chosen Israel to himself, and Israel for his special treasure. Verse 5. For I know that Yahuwah is great, and that our Yahuwah is above all false Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Echo, Brother Makai, you're online. Listen, see right. Listen on the count. Get in order. Get that Yahuwah man to rule over you. If you don't have a Yahuwah man, remember the anointed ministry is who will provide the information to you. Have big ears, little mouth, before your time run out. So Yahuwah is watching this thing real close. And ain't no other nation's going to help you.